Whom should we celebrate or blame if you're worried about inflation for all the continued hiring and hiring? We have an interesting answer to share. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, every other corner seems to have a sandwich shop, but only one became Subway. That fast food chain is looking for a buyer now. This from the Reuters news agency. The company has been privately held for its entire existence, held by two founding families. Now it reportedly could fetch as much as $10 billion from corporate buyers or private equity firms. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
As a privately held company, little is known about Subway's finances, but a $10 billion price tag would be a slight premium on the chain's estimated annual revenues in the U.S. It is thought to have struggled in the last decade to keep up with fast casual segment rivals, and the number of Subway stores has declined in the U.S. It still has a formidable 37,000 locations in more than 100 countries. Rumors of a potential sale first circulated in 2021 as restaurants were struggling to recover from pandemic shutdowns. Corporate deal-making has slowed over the last year because of economic uncertainty, rising interest rates, and fears of a recession. But if Subway does manage to sell itself, it would end the reign of the two families which have controlled the chain since its founding in Bridgeport, Connecticut in 1965. According to the company, it began franchising in the mid-70s, and within a decade, it entered a period of rapid growth, reportedly reaching peak sales in 2012. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Interest rates are running higher to cool the economy to zap inflation. Factory activity way down, yet in December, 223,000 more people were added to payrolls. And there are still more than 10 million vacant positions looking for someone. Frequent Marketplace contributor Diane Swonk has been doing some sleuthing. She's chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. This is like one of those whodunits on PBS. Who or what is responsible for the continued strength of all this hiring, all these job opening notices, despite the Fed's best efforts to knock down inflation? You have a clue.
Yeah, you know, we've looked at this really carefully. And one of the things that's been absolutely extraordinary since 2020 has been the formation of high quality businesses. That means business formation, small businesses that are actually planning to hire people, not just people making, you know, crafts and selling them online. These are high quality businesses that could become bigger businesses down the road. That surge has accounted for more than half of the increase in new job openings. And it's really important because this is something that was absent in the 2010s. We didn't see much new business formation. We actually saw a lot of disruption where larger firms consolidated and smaller businesses just didn't form. We didn't see that innovation coming out of the small business sector that we had in, say, the late 1990s and the early 2000s. That's back and then some.
All right. So entrepreneurs, startups, creating businesses likely to hire more than just the founder and the founder's partner. That accounts for a lot of these job openings.
Absolutely. We saw reduced barriers to entry when we pivoted to work from home. They didn't need offices. We saw, you know, interest rates go to zero and lending conditions ease and venture capital come out like crazy to help fund everything from life sciences to better ways to connect in a work from home world. All of that has made the U.S. economy much more dynamic in recent years. And that's where that sort of incremental increase in job demand came from. And it was significant incremental increase.
I'm hearing a little bit of a past tense in your analysis here. We're in 2023 and investment money, sometimes venture capital, will be harder to come by because of, for instance, the stock market last year. And the Fed is working to make borrowing to start businesses more expensive.
Exactly. And that's one of the things the Fed is, of course, trying to do is cool labor demand. And cooling labor demand on the margin on those new job openings means cooling the pace of new business formation, and higher rates do just that. And in fact, venture capital funds are being much more cautious in what they issue out there. The only sort of still optimistic note that I'll pull from this is that we've hit 2 years of traction for some of these companies. Although small businesses fail at a much higher rate than any other businesses out there, I have some hope in the traction that they've already gained.
All right. Diane Swonk, she's the chief economist at KPMG. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
Markets, S&P futures are little changed. Dow futures are up 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are down 0.1%. The director of a U.S. labor board has upheld the ability of workers to unionize at an Amazon warehouse in Staten Island, New York. Amazon could start bargaining, or Amazon could appeal the decision to a wider panel.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Busy time of year for governors. January is when many unveil their budgets for the next accounting year. California is grappling with a $23 billion deficit. Texas is on track for $33 billion in surplus. Marketplace's Matt Levin now on the implications for the wider economy.
Generally speaking, state budgets kind of look like your average household budget right now. Income is still rolling in, and there's still some leftover pandemic aid from the feds. But while inflation is eating away at households, it's actually helping states that rely on sales taxes. Richard Auchscher at the Tax Policy Center says that explains some of that Texas surplus.
Inflation is good for revenue, and Texas is seeing this. If the price of stuff goes up, you also pay more in tax.
California depends a lot on a progressive personal income tax. Because the tech industry and stock market have struggled, the state is running its first deficit after years of surpluses. Should a significant recession come, Auchscher says states probably won't be able to count on a divided Congress for help.
If I was in a state capital, I would not bank on the federal government giving us the support that we think we need.
The good news is California, Texas, and many other states have built up their rainy day funds. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
There's a report today that a firm in Switzerland has successfully pulled carbon dioxide from the open air and stored it underground. The Wall Street Journal says Climeworks pulled off what's seen as a milestone in sequestering gases that are changing the climate. The report says this was done at a, quote, meaningful scale and has been verified by third parties. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.